A few weeks ago, Anne Osmer left her home in a retirement community in Hendersonville, North Carolina, went to a local airfield, climbed into the cockpit of a Diamond DA-20, and took off on her first ever solo flight. 12 minutes up in the air and a pretty good landing. Anne Osmer is 83 years old and didn't take her first flying lesson until the age of 80. She says her first solo flight wasn't scary at all.
You know, people ask me since then, weren't you nervous? And I said, no, because you are so focused on what you're doing that you just don't have time to. After I landed, I yelled out to Cindy, Mommy, I did it.
No, Cindy is your instructor, Cindy Carter.
My instructor. She was down in the corner of the runway with a handheld radio, and she yelled back, Yowie.
And you call her Mommy?
I call her Mummy at times. Of course, I'm old enough to be her mother, but that's all right.
Well, there you go. So even with all that concentration, though, were you able to just experience the thrill of it, this first solo flight?
Well, actually, it really didn't hit me until several days later when I started thinking back and looking at pictures that it started to think, ooh, I did that. Because it's sort of a goal you work for. Being the age that I am, I've just had little itsy-bitsy goals to go for. At the beginning, all I wanted to do was be able to taxi the plane down the runway. Then my next goal was to be able to turn the plane around. It was just little things rather than, I never thought I would go and solo.
You know, there is a photo of you getting out of the plane after this solo flight.
And yes.
You've seen this, I know. Your arms are up in this V for Victory sign, and you've got a smile on your face that just lights up the day.
Well, it was like, I did it. If you notice, in my right hand, I've got the keys to the airplane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When you started taking flying lessons 3 years ago, you were 80 years old.
Right.
Did it seem harder to you than it might have if you had started, say, when you were, I don't know, 40 years old or 60?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, I had no desire. I had no wish or even thought about flying until I was 80. Also, I find, I guess everybody who's much older finds their thinking capacity isn't all that great as it used to be. And we're slower on our reflexes. Also, it was a good 60 plus years since I broke open the last textbook. And of course, I knew nothing about engines or anything like that. So it was a whole new ball game out there.
But it never made you think, I'm too old for this. I just don't trust myself up there.
Actually, I really didn't think about soloing. I just wanted to see how far I could stretch my mind, see how much I could accomplish.
Now, what about the folks who live in your retirement community with you? Are you trying to get any converts, get them up there in the plane with you?
Well, I've heard people say, oh, I wish I, you know, could have done that. I said, you can. There's no age limit whatsoever.
Well, you must be quite a hero around there.
Well, I can't believe I did it. I guess they, but anyway, we'll see.
Well, Ms. Osmer, congratulations and thanks for telling us about it.
Thank you. I hope I will inspire somebody who've always kept saying, oh, I always wanted to, but I'm too old. No, you're not. No, you're not. Go for it.
Anne Osmer of Hendersonville, North Carolina, who took her first solo flight this month at age 83.